I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dutz. Hey everyone, Dutz here. My debut album as a solo artist, Beyond Cool, is live on all platforms. It's a journey into the thrilling highs and crushing lows of the nightlife, where passion rules supreme. 10 not safe for work tracks from pop music's most captivating auteur.
Dutz.
An intimate portrait, an ambitious opus, a daring expose. Beyond Cool, the debut album from Dutz, now streaming.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Ooh, yeah.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the band, the Sloppy Boys, shooting into the stratosphere.
I got a good feeling today, Jeff. The new Dutz album is out, and I'm feeling good.
Ooh, thanks, Mike.
Dutz.
It's hot. We're peak summer. Dutz album dropped today. It's hot. Jeff's wearing a tank top. It's hot and it's summer and it's heating up. One of the warmer seasons of the year, mind you.
Oh. He's currently Tank Man.
Tank yeah. Man? Oh, what's that from? Candy Dick?
Yeah, that's from like a MTV Movie Awards opening where it was like the Batman, the Christian Bale Batman.
Batman tank Begins. Was
flying. He's flying from rooftops. Is that one?
Yeah.
Tank
He's
man?
In a tank. He's flying. Is he Tank Man?
So wait a second. Why? Oh, that's right. That's funny. But why am I thinking the Tank Man is like a Lemon Party type internet prank? Was there a guy? Isn't there a guy that like?
Oh,
chopped
Tim,
himself
that's
in half.
Sick internet shit. Don't bring that into the pod.
I think that there's like a rotten.com picture of a guy who got all like chopped in half and he's named Tank Man or guy
oh,
who sucked
God.
His.
Oh, God.
A guy who's.
Let's try to go away from that idea and get more towards Jeff's new album.
Okay, yeah. Proper talk. Jeff, congrats on your new album.
Hey, thanks, buddy. It's live, folks. Check it out on Spotify or wherever you stream your tunes.
It's wild. This whole time, I thought you know, you were talking about Dutz. I got the album. We got the thing. I was like, he doesn't have jack shit. He's got.
He's bluffing.
He's bluffing.
I thought you would play bluff on the MP3s and that they would be empty. Silence. Yeah. A full album.
Sorry, guys.
Nothing. Sorry,
there's
I couldn't
nothing
do
here.
It.
I couldn't get it done.
It was true and real the whole time. Wow.
It was all too real.
Yeah, all too real. And you know what all else is well. Going to become real all too soon?
Yes.
Sonic Ranch from the Sloppy Boys.
Oh,
ooh,
fucking
the new
album.
So
your album came out today, but then next week we put out an album produced by Money Mark, and it was recorded in Texas. And furthermore, are you saying that there's a listening party in Brooklyn on August 3rd?
That's right. The night before it drops at Littlefield in Brooklyn.
Damn.
Look, we had a great time in LA at El Cid. People came out in droves. It was wonderful seeing everyone listening to the albums. Now we're doing it on the other coast. It's coastal elite gets to hear these. Yeah.
that's what we're going for.
And look, I know, you know, to all the Brooklyn people, all the New York people who stopped me on the street, oh, Sloppy Boys are so great. You gotta take a picture with me. Come to Littlefield. That's where it's happening. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys, though, on a personal note, the two of you, How is it? Does it seem like almost too much? Sloppy Boys coming out with so much content coming out, like, and then it's not even, that's not even all of it. We still have like more surprises coming this fall.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's cool?
It's cool for me, but if I was the audience, I'd be like, what's the other thing? I know it's huge, but what is it? And look, it is huge, but I would be tearing my hair out trying to think of this stuff.
Losing sleep, tearing out hair.
I just wonder if people are like,
failing at my job, probably.
Okay, I listen to this cocktail podcast, I laugh my ass off. I subscribe to the Patreon, I hear extra bonus podcasts, I laugh. I see these guys.
I spend my ass off. I
go to the Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina in September to see the Sloppy Boys. There's other stuff. It's so ever present in my life. It's getting to the point where Tim is pretty much my boy at this point.
Yeah.
I love Tim and I love his two co-hosts.
Can I tell you something about one of his co-hosts? Me? Yeah. Can I give you a little insight here? Yeah. I'm going to spill the beans wide open, the bean jar wide open.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got day drunk today.
Michael!
You did?
That's right. Now, could you tell, the listener doesn't know this, but the three of us had a meeting before this. We had to deal with some stuff. I'm drunk the whole time.
Mike, it was imperceptible. You're sharp as a tack. The only thing that I think is strange about you right now is it's kind of dark in your apartment and maybe the TV's on. So, the focus keeps shifting where sometimes you're silhouetted, other times you're lit, other times you're silhouetted.
Sure. Other times he's lit bright green.
The sun is going down here. I don't have my overhead light on and I have the, what is this? Mets White Sox game on.
Nice. Yep.
Two teams I don't care about, but. I'm getting, there's enough light in here that I need it. But so I went to, speaking of sports, I went to the Liberty games, the New York Liberty basketball game today at 1.
Nice. Is that WNBA?
1 p.m. It's WNBA. It was very fun. They lost, unfortunately, but I had a great time. There with podcast favorites, Neil, Fran, and a bevy of other New York funsters.
Nice. What you drinking? And cracking brews?
Beers. And I said to myself, Mike, you can handle this. You're an adult. You'll sober up by the time this all goes down.
Yeah.
My
coworkers won't know the difference.
No, my coworkers will appreciate it because here's a guy who's going out living the way we talk all the time.
No, we don't walk the walk here, Mike.
I did. I walked the walk today. My coworkers, I gotta tell you, drunk. I am tired. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Jeez. I'm not even drunk anymore. I'm just tired.
That's what the day drinking will do. You really can't have a night. And I was going to say the day drinking is what was going on with Mike. If you're wondering what's been going on with me, can you tell I'm fresh back from Idaho? Do I have that?
Yeah, you look tan. You clearly just came back from Idaho.
Everyone goes.
You look great on that boat.
Oh, thank you. But it was with high school friends and had a blast. I'm on a boat. I'm eating ribeyes. I'm drinking Rainier beer. One of my friend Sean gave us a little presentation on rum, and we did a rum tasting.
Ooh, that's cool.
The rum show.
Tristan brought us the place, one of the best ribeye steaks I ever had.
Were you eating ribeyes on the boat?
No, I was. I cooked a big tomahawk ribeye at our house, Airbnb. Oof.
Did the rum cut through the ribeye the same way, or was it very
I was waiting to see if, like a martini, it would cut through the ribeye, but it just kind of...
Oh, wow.
It feels slowly... Like- piled up on rum top of the ribeye and infiltrated it.
I feel like rum just sort of slaps around the steak, and whereas we all know the martini shing right through it. It's just like kind of a beat down there.
Probably the rum comes sailing down the esophagus, shing, and then as it hits the ribeye, boom.
Yeah, it bounces back up and out my mouth. Oh.
It all bends out. Throw it up here.
Rum bounce. Boom. That did happen, but also what I was going to say was it was being out on a trip like that where it was like, hey, we're at the beach during the day, we're stand up paddle boarding, or we have a pontoon boat. There was a lot of morning drinking beers in the morning.
Probably some morning
and there's
wood
simply,
too.
It's, you really have, it cuts your day. Wait, what'd you say?
Probably some morning wood too.
Stop.
Oh God.
That's not proper talk. That's nasty.
That's not proper talk at all.
Yeah, Jeff, that's not proper talk at all.
Ooh.
at all.
Sorry, Tim, go ahead. You're on a boat with a
So you're out steak. There paddleboarding with a brewski.
Yeah, but did you see a shark?
I did see a shark and it bit my dick off. But
oh my God. In Idaho?
I meant the like a lawyer who wins every case, you know, really aggressive lawyer.
Oh okay. No, Tim, don't say those things.
Mike, you have a new color flashing. Did you change the channel or is that the Mets or is that the White Sox?
I think it's on a commercial now. This will all change once I turn the light on and turn the TV off, it'll be fine.
Love to have half drunk co-host, half paying attention because there's a game on in the background. What's going on here, Mike?
I'm barely watching this game. It's the Mets versus the White Sox.
You're being combative. You're cutting off your co-host.
You already watched the Liberty game today and now you're watching the White Sox and the Mets. You have an obsession with professional sports.
It's
all twisted up with your alcoholism.
Here's the problem with you two, and I have never said this on the pod, but the problem with you two is you don't give me any space to express myself.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. We'll cop to that.
He's right.
Look, I can't wait till we get to the make the drink section of the show where I can get away and turn the lights on, but I'm tethered to this thing. You guys keep me so chained.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Well, before we get to the drink of the day, though, Mike, you know how we do it.
I know.
Beep, 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 beep.
Bip, bip, booze news, hit it.
I think it would be kind of fun to take a life on vacation.
Ooh.
It's always better on holidays.
I think it would be sort of fun to take a life on vacation.
So much better on holiday. That's why we only work when.
Lifelong holiday machine was sent to us by Drew Pauly. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Nice, Drew.
Wow. What was that? What was that pulling from? That was our song, Lifelong Vacation. Then
Under Gex.
Gex.
And then I want to say Franz Ferdinand.
Holiday? Something.
It's a triple match.
It sounds like a Trent Reznor nightmare.
It's so cool hearing Mike Hanford's isolated vocal.
Yeah, how'd they do that? Did they run it through a machine? AI? Yeah.
That vocal is awful.
Michael, Mike. Don't talk like that about my friend Mike.
Yeah, well, right now, you're his only friend.
Yeah.
Because even Mike doesn't, he's not friends with him.
Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway, Tim, you had some booze news you want to talk about?
Yeah. this was nice. You know when we've been talking about something, hearing whispers saying, I read an article of this, blah, 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 that. But then it finally pops up in the New York Times and you're like, okay, that's official.
This is real.
Big article, lots of slop heads. This was in the New York Times. It said, the martini has lost its mind. And it was a big fat article talking about whether it's the hip bars in New York and across the world or on TikTok. They've been seeing oyster martinis, caprese martinis, squid ink, radish water, ooh, MSG, chicken bouillon, ugh, seaweed, peppercini, pickle, olive oil, all the different martinis that are going on and saying, this is kooky. And it kind of ends on the conversation of the debate. What defines a martini? You know, because if you can swap out almost, Mike, you went and had that green mango martini.
Ramp.
And it was a
it
was a fucking tequila drink.
Yeah, that was, there was nothing martini-ish about that other than the look, really, or the glass.
So what was interesting to me was it was saying like, hey, a lot of these drinks are great, but if you've swapped out all the ingredients, what makes a martini? It ends on a quote. One guy says juice, like if you're adding juice to it, then it ceases to be a martini. But
it ceases. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's crossing the line into a different type of drink.
Well, olive juice. Oh, olive brine. Mm. It's not juice.
I think we're talking like fruit juice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's weird though, because I don't know. I think that for me, I think I would say just that's stupid. I don't call martinis, but maybe it's just anything in a martini glass.
Right.
Doesn't that feel like
vodka?
That could be.
I think, you're right, because gin. Yeah. So gin. The problem is that gin is more popular than vodka. as a martini, right? Or rivals it. So that kicked down the door. That kicked down the door to like, it's anything now?
I think that vodka is more popular with dirty martinis. And a lot of these, the pickle one we did was vodka. It feels like a lot of these noobs are using vodka, but I even remember like 10 years ago, you'd go to a restaurant and they would have a martini menu and those were all like fruit ones, you know, like here's a blue one and here's Appletini. A red one. And
Yeah.
It was Appletini era.
That's the problem too, is that adding teeny as a suffix is too attractive. People can't resist it.
Yeah. Martini.
Yeah. Mar-a-Lago. Teeny. Is that what they? Is that what Trump's drinking down there in Florida?
Ugh, makes me sick.
If he's a gin martini guy, I'm done with that drink.
I don't buy that for a second. You guzzle, Mike.
I'd stop.
Look, I'd stop. I'm no Trump fan, but I will say I like him as a president.
You like his politics?
Oh,
yeah, I like his politics, and I like all of his kind of when he hosted. The Apprentice, of course. I liked when he was in Home Alone 2. And I liked all that. I like when he had all those failed businesses where and he would rip off architects and stuff like that.
I like his fashion sense and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. How he carries himself, how he stands, yeah. How he walks. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh, God. Have we gotten political? Has this whole podcast gotten political?
Oh, shit. Yeah. This feels like it's kind of like the new Jon Stewart show.
This is sort of a Chapo.
Have we fully
house.
Gone red state, blue state?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the nation is divided, honestly, at this point.
Politically, yeah.
Is that it for booze news?
No, I meant that it's divided into, you know, states, counties, towns.
Yeah. It's divided. That's what I mean, like, political boundaries.
It's divided right. In 50 fun shapes.
I have some booze news.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I was at a show a couple weeks ago, a stand-up show I was doing. And I did my set, of course, played to laughter and applause. And at the end, I'm standing by the bar, and this guy next to me taps me on the shoulder and he says, "What is up?" I said, "Oh, Sloppy Boys fan." This guy's name, his name is D, just the letter D. And he actually, he tagged us all.
D. Snyder?
He posted about it on Instagram.
D's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
So I'm talking to him for a second, and he's like, "Hey, let me bring my fiance over. Lane. Her name is Lane. She comes over, and I say hello." And he said, "I got to tell you this story. This weekend, we went on a bramble ramble." I said, "Oh, that's great." He said, "We went on a bramble ramble up a mountain, like we did a big hike." And I said, "That's great." And he said, "But
a lot of work for a ramble."
That's a
big ramble.
And Lane, his now fiance, said she thought she was just going up to like they were going to do this bramble ramble and then take pictures and tag us. But what D did, he pulls out a ring and he proposes up there.
Oh, damn. My God. He's a romantic.
So we got a bramble ramble turned into a romantic proposal. I love it. And I think that's the first proposal we've had, or the first fiancéing we've had.
Yeah. I didn't realize that D was such a lover boy. My God. Well,
D, I feel like I just met this guy and I'm learning so much about him.
No, the D, he's
a fool in love.
He's in love with his woman.
He's quite amorous for Lane, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So I wish them both happy trails. And Lane and Dee, if you're out there, we love you.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Damn, really raising the bar for a ramble.
Yeah, who else is doing exciting things on a ramble?
Yeah, your move, Dan Padley.
I saw Padley recently, too. He came to a different show I was doing. Love to see him. He and his dad.
Did he propose to Lane?
He proposed to me. I said, "Padley, let's take this a little slower."
All right. Well, if everybody has booze news, I'm going to say a little something. You know how we always bring up that Billy Joel clip where he's saying, "Stop lighting the audience."
Yeah. Billy Joel freaks out.
Billy Joel freaks out. He's playing in like Germany. Playing in Russia.
Russia. Yeah. That's what you search on YouTube.
Well, I just got a message on Patreon, which you can subscribe to at patreon.com/thesloppyboys and have direct access to Dutz.
Dutz.
This is from our patron, Ian.
Direct access to Dutz.
He says, "Hi, Sloppy Boys. Perhaps others have mentioned this, but regarding Billy Joel freaking out about lighting the audience, the concert took place shortly after the fall of the USSR, and when the audience was lit, they were worried they'd be caught enjoying themselves on camera and later punished." And he says, he quotes from Vice.com, who said,
The Soviet crowd, raised by decades of Iron Curtain austerity, stopped dancing and froze like deer in headlights when they were lit up, petrified that the security guards would crack down on them. Then the lights would go out again and they'd resume dancing. Lights off, dancing. Lights on, frozen stiff. This went on and on like a game of red light, green light, one, two, three. With each flick of the lights, the perfectionist Joel saw his hard-earned connection fading away.
Wow.
How about it?
I was aware that this clip came from a concert film that was all about like, oh shit, he's playing in the Soviet Union. I didn't realize that you weren't allowed to publicly have fun. That sucks. It's a good thing our shows are not in the old USSR because our audiences have so much fun out there. My God.
They're moving, they're grooving.
I saw a guy doing the Watusi.
Good. Did he feel good about it? The other, the video that I always watch after I watch that is when he crowd surfs. Yep. So folks, look up Billy Joel crowd surfing. It'll be a nice, well-shot video. It's where he's singing For the Longest Time a cappella version with his band. Watch the whole video. You'll see a guy sit into the crowd and crowd surf.
Is that the one where they don't bring him back to the stage?
They don't bring him back. He keeps pointing. And then a guy at the end, I hadn't seen the end, a guy like jumps out of the crowd and like Billy Joel like scoots away from him, but then like shakes his hand.
That's fun.
It's very wild.
Damn.
It's a wild time.
That's funny. It for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Hee hee. That's good. All right.
That's good.
Before we get to the drink of the day, I think it might help us to recap a message that came through that sort of invaded the broadcast last week.
Yeah. Last minute.
This is a message from an entity known only as the Freezester.
Freeze to meet you, sloppy boys. It is I, the Freezester. You'll have to excuse my violent interruption, for I come to you in a time of great need. You see, for one such as I, the summer is no time to celebrate. It's too hot. Too many degrees for the freeze. I've been listening to your show, hoping to discover the drink that will help me beat the heat once and for all. But none of them have been cold enough. I need something colder than a dish of revenge. Could you find it in your warm heart to help me, Pretty Freeze?
Oh, so she says in your warm hearts.
Right.
It's maybe like how we would be like, oh, the Grinch, could he find cold it heart. In his cold heart? But to her, it's a flip.
I like how the Freezester just comes on and says, I'm the Freezester. Like, we know about the Freezester throughout, you know.
Well, when you pick up the phone, you probably say, hey, this is Mike.
Yeah.
That's true. But if I know it's people I've never met before, I say, this is Mike. I'm, you know, here are my credentials.
Yeah. Here's my whole deal.
One such as me, the Freezester.
I can't believe that last year we were fully terrorized by the Trickster, and we thought the end of it. No odd, strange maniacs are going to take over our show. And then you mean to tell me that the Freezester is able to tap right into our broadcast and ask a favor from us?
And ask a favor?
Was that last year, the Trickster? Yeah. The Trickster was last year?
Wow. Yeah, time flies. And here's the thing. When that transmission first came in, I thought, I don't know. I don't think we should do it. But now, in LA, Mike, it's been so hot. I'm sort of on the Freezester side.
Oh, man, it's hot out here, too. We need a Freezester. We need to save us all.
We came up with a very cold drink. The coldest we could conceive.
We should, if you have a thermometer, we should see what the temperature of this drink is.
Probably sub-zero.
Tim, what did we settle on?
Well, we talked a lot. I mean, we talked about all kinds of stuff, didn't we? Yes, we certainly did.
Yeah, sure did.
But then we settled on a certain chunky cruncher, a certain fruited drink of the day.
Snickers bar.
It totally satisfies.
And this drink is entitled the Strawberry Daiquiri. You've had?
I'm sure I've had, but I can't remember. Like, I can't place when I've had one.
Yeah, same. Like, I feel like one of those has come across my purview.
We said, what's a blended, icy, blended drink? And we looked at a few different ones, and we said, this is probably, other than just the frozen marg, this is probably because we've already done the pina colada on the pod, which was our only frozen drink on the pod. Yeah. So we said, we want to get out the blenders, we want to get out the cubes, and we want to do a little, oh, my hand.
Cubes, dude.
I'll say this about the DAC is, you know, it's a popular one. We picked it for its clickability.
Sure.
But I would say it's such a distant third. Like, I've had tons of frozen pina coladas, tons of frozen margaritas, and probably a bunch of other frozen stuff, too. We talked about a painkiller, for example. A lot of painkillers out there. The daiquiri is, like, despite being famous, kind of like a dark horse. I've probably only had, like, one.
Ooh.
You know, it's funny because I feel like it has waned in popularity, and I even feel like I sort of have an aversion to it now when someone says, hey, strawberry daiquiris. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But it does. But I think that I've definitely had, and oh, I've heard, but I used to have them like,
can you imagine a drink that you've had, but you haven't heard? Wow.
Now that would be awesome.
What was this called?
What if you went to like a masquerade ball and you can't see what's happening?
That's good. Some eyes wide shut shit.
Yeah. And you're hatting, not hurting. But my vibe on the drink is, I'd say that growing up, it was very present to me. I think of it as a pool bar, like a hotel slushy machine alongside, like you're saying, next to the frozen pina coladas and the margs.
Ubiquitous, yes.
It's a big blender drink. It's a sugar, it's a red pink sugar bomb, baby. And I mean, I sort of think of it, in my mind, I think it's a sweet drink for moms. It's a sweet drink for teens. It's
Kids love it too.
Well, I really did used to go to the Gateway Diner in Kingston, New York and order a virgin strawberry daiquiri because it was like a delicious milkshake. It was like sorbet drink. What I think is weird is I feel like, I don't know if this is your experience, but I learned about this drink first, the big red blendy strawberry daiquiri. And then as an adult, I had an original daiquiri and I said, what the fuck? This is a whole other thing. This, the original daiquiri, rum, sugar, lime, is a stiff little cocktail in a little cocktail glass, and it's dry and it's elegant and it's kind of fancy. Mm-hmm. And I said, what the what? And it's, what's funny is I could have sworn we did the daiquiri, the original daiquiri on this show. Sworn. Nah.
Hemingway.
We've done
style.
The Hemingway, which Hemers. Is the grapefruit maraschino take on it. We had a whole run where we were like, we did the grog on Doughboys on the double. And that was rum, sugar, lime. And we did Planter's Punch on our show, which is rum, sugar, lime. We did Caipirinha. We've done a lot of like that type of drink, but we haven't done the original daiquiri. So we're going a little out of order here, which is fine. We needed to help the freezer, so we jumped straight to the strawberry daiquiri.
This is more about the freezer than us keeping up appearances on our podcast.
And someday we will get to the original daiquiri and we'll talk about how it was invented in Cuba in the early 1900s and how the word daiquiri is a beach or it's a small village in Cuba. And there's a few things named daiquiri around there. And it was invented by an American engineer named Jennings Cox, they think.
Could you imagine if you were like, oh, I went to daiquiri high school. What the that must have been the best time ever. Oh, no, it was just the name of the town. School sucks.
They're actually really strict.
Yeah, they make us do our homework twice.
That would fucking suck, honestly.
Sorry, Jimmy, you were saying.
Moi? I was saying that when you look at this strawberry daiquiri, it's a little bit unclear. We know that the first recorded recipe for the strawberry daiquiri was in 1952 in a little booklet that came with an electric blender. So, so it's a blender drink.
Oh, that's cool.
It's possible that strawberries were in the mix way back in the day in Cuba. They do grow strawberries in Cuba, and lots of fruits were getting mixed into daiquiris. So nobody knows who made the first one, but it is about the blender. 50s and 60s, cocktails get very frozen and blended. Kind of like, you know, after the tiki boom, we're transitioning to fern bars, to cruise ships.
Yes.
To all the way to podcasts and freezers. And we looked on the IBA list and we did not see the strawberry daiquiri. But when we checked our trusty old liquor.com, we found a nice, clear, straightforward strawberry daiquiri recipe that is icy and cold. And that's what today needed to be for the freezer's benefit. Here's the ingredients. 1.5 ounces of rum. Usually, you know, white rum, silver rum, but you could do whatever you want. 1 ounce simple syrup. 3/4 ounce lime juice, freshly squeezed. 4 to 5 large strawberries. 1 cup ice. Garnish, edible orchid, optional.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't.
Here are the
that.
Steps. Combine the rum, simple syrup, lime juice, strawberries, and ice in a blender and blend until smooth. Pour into a hurricane style glass or wine glass. Garnish with an optional edible orchid.
An optional edible. It's like the incredible edible egg.
Now, are you guys taking the option for the edible orchid?
I didn't. I got some inedible stuff that I shouldn't be eating, but no orchids for me.
Tim, I declined the option.
I declined the option as well. Nor did I look for an edible orchid, nor am I really interested in eating a flower.
I'll go to, you know, sometimes you go to like a restaurant and it's a nice restaurant and the salad.
Tim, I'm interested in eating a flower, if you know what I mean. Mike, go ahead.
Jefferson. Enough of that crap. Enough.
Oh, God.
Well, no, I don't even want to say what I... Well, I was talking about you go to a nice restaurant and there's a salad and it's got flowers in it and you're supposed to eat them. I'm never really too comfortable in eating those.
Yeah, and they say it's edible and I'm like, yeah, I know. Not all that's edible is eatable.
Right.
Sure. Or does it even
taste good?
I could
eat my fucking shoe if I needed to.
Yeah, I'll eat my fucking foot in your ass right now.
Now, here's my question. I've got a blender. The daiquiris, when I think I've had a daiquiri or a pina colada, it's been that really like fine ice blend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's almost like it's like a slushy. Or
yeah, you pay good money for that sort of. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I don't know if my blender is going to get me the blend.
No, it's not.
No, and this is pretty light on the alcohol drink.
We're going to have icy chunkers. Hard to drink.
Oh, yeah. This is a light on the alcohol drink. That's going to be a problem. I share your concern, Mike, for when you're when you're making a blender drink, the ice chunks are just ice. It's just water in there. Whereas if you go up to like a Slurpee machine type of thing, they put like mix and booze in there. So the frozen particles are made
of
drink.
The thing. Yes.
Yes.
They're made of drink.
This is why slushies. Wait, no. What's 7-Eleven? Slurpees are better than slush puppies because slush puppies just have a squirt of flavor in.
We didn't know what we were doing back
slush.
Then. That was early on.
The slush puppy. Yes, the slush puppy is like the grimace piss taste. It's just the squirt of the good taste. The Slurpee's got it infused.
Infused. I heard Slurpees are carbonated by nature. Is that right? I think that's
there's a Coca-Cola one.
I'm not surprised because when you drink a Slurpee, kind of by the end, like the top gets a little like all the flavors sucked out of it. Like there's a little bit that just looks like white. Like you got all the
with a
coloring
Slurpee?
Out of it. And I the Slurpee.
Oh, so then maybe my theory is wrong. If it's leaving blank ice.
I think your theory is right, Tim, but eventually there's got to be a tipping point where you're just getting. There must be some room.
Is that what Malcolm Gladwell was talking about in The Tipping Point?
I think so.
That's what it is.
That book's one page long, and it's like, when you finish your Slurpee.
You'll notice a little bit of white ice atop the Slurpee.
Okay, Brainiac.
Thanks, Malcolm.
You dork.
Chapter 2, The Brain Freeze.
All right. Why don't we take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to have the coldest drink of all in hand. Can you imagine?
Wait, that's so perfect because I was just saying at the top of the show, it's hot, hot summer. Music's coming out. Events are happening. It's a good time to beat the heat.
Yeah, agreed. All right, folks. We'll see you right back here after these messages.
Toodaloo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Strawberry daiquiris in hand.
Look at this. Look how red are. Looking very good. Red.
Ooh, Mike, you got a nice blob. You got a nice frozen blob. A
little lumper.
It looks like it's blobfish.
Ketchup
flavored frozen yogurt.
Looks like a blobfish.
I had a lot more left, but I just put it in my, kept the blender in the fridge.
Now, I'm pretty surprised that we all nailed the color. Like, we didn't really know if this was going to be a recipe with fresh strawberries or strawberry syrup. And then liquor.com said fresh strawberries. We went for it. I thought my strawberries were pretty ugly. They were like, you know, factory farm Albertson strawberries. And when I was I was pulling them out, I was like, these are the kind that are all white in the middle. What the fuck? Then I blended it all up and I have this iconic red drink.
Iconic.
I think sometimes the strawberry knows what the maker needs. And it says, I'll go.
The strawberry knows what the maker
trust
needs.
The strawberry knows forever. I know when I was blending this up, I was like, oh good. It kind of looks like something I've seen or had before. So that's good.
Mm. Mine had a frozen smoothie setting and it kind of did. It's like, it, like an oscillating thing where it gave it a couple pumps and then it would chill out and then it would go really hard again. And then it went fucking ape shit at the end and didn't stop. And I was like, it's too blended. And so I think it's kind of watery. It's not, mine's like really watery. Yeah. But
it went ape shit and wouldn't stop.
Mine's water. I have a Vitamix that is, you know, meant for like you can put like a pumpkin in a Vitamix and it turns it into hot pumpkin soup.
That's like a chainsaw, yeah.
Mine, this I would liquefy to this to liquid for sure.
But it's better than ice chunks because I really expected we'd be drinking like shitty slush puppy ice chunks.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
My thing, I hit the ice setting, so it was really going. It just kind of falls into this like pattern where the ice isn't going down into the blades anymore, so you're just watching nothing happening.
You got to reach your hand in and push down hard on the ice.
No, wait a minute. He's joking, folks. We don't need the lawsuits.
Now, I just want to make a prediction before sips. I think this is going to be a very weak drink, but I think it's probably by design, right? You know, these are always weak.
And it's like when you hear people like, oh, I had too many daiquiris. It's like, yeah, you had a lot of them because you don't taste anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
First sips.
I fucking spilled on myself.
My goodness.
Well, I made a mess. Mine tastes like white strawberries that have... that are not ripe and are, that are purchased at Albertsons. I should have gone to the farmer's market and made a farm-to-table daiquiri.
No.
Mine really just tastes strawberry. Like, I maybe didn't put enough simple syrup in or enough lime juice or something. It's just like, this is what a strawberry
like a smoothie. Tastes like. It's more smoothie than cocktail, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. Because, I mean, I think this is dynamite. The taste is great. It's cool. It's crisp. It's berry.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
It's going to help the freezer for sure. I know. I feel like I got almost a brain freeze coming on. Yikes.
Hey, want to hear something weird? Everyone in the world calls it a brain freeze.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My parents are from Montreal, so maybe this has something to do with it.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Ice cream headache?
That's another one. Yes. Ice cream headache. I was going to say nose cold. Oh, no, I got nose cold.
Really?
I've heard ice cream headache and nose cold. But you'd think if my parents are from Montreal, they would just say being cold would be normal to them. So they would say normal nose.
Yeah, I have brain.
Yeah.
I have normal temperature brain. The brain freeze always messed me up as a kid because like I'd get it, but it didn't really hurt my... It would hurt more my throat than like,
really?
I guess I do get it in the brain, but it was like the feeling was throat. And I was like, oh, this is a brain freeze. Like you're doing it.
They tell you to rub your tongue in the roof of your mouth, but that's never helped me.
Try it.
I'm doing it now.
Brain freeze is one of those things like wasabi where it's like, it sucks. And then all of a sudden it's completely gone.
Ooh, I like the wasabi, whatever that is.
Me too.
The burn.
Hey, how come there's no wasabi cocktails, huh? We like a little horseradish in a bloody. Why not wasab?
Tim, that's great. There's got a hole in the market. You got to exploit the hole in the market.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And bring your little friends along, too.
No, I'm going to ditch you guys. Have fun in your two-piece band. I'm raking in wasabi money.
We should do that. Tim, I got my fish oil, not fish oil. I keep saying that. Eel sauce cocktail and wasabi cocktail. Mike, you got to come up with a...
I did. Grimace Piss last week. It was a failure. And I haven't learned from it.
No, it has to be savory in Japanese.
It has to be a sushi inspired one.
Ooh, that's good. I'll think of one.
I never made my Sichuan chili oil martini either. Tim, get off your ass, man.
Why don't you kick that to your friend Mike?
Well, yeah, I think there was also a little dollop of chili oil on that green mango martini that he had, so I've been scooped.
I think I know exactly what would mix well with that. Maybe orange soda and gin.
Slice. That
could be, oh, God, you pissed me off. I could wring your little neck for that.
Oh, come
on. Oh, one of these days I'm going to get my mitts on you, Mike, and it's going to be ugly.
Try to catch me. I would love to see you try to chase me down.
That could be a good... What if there's a Patreon episode where Mike strips down, butters up, and he runs around, and I kind of chase him?
We both have headset mics on, and for the 40 minutes, 50 minutes, that's what we do. Jeff, you're on the sidelines cheering us on. You're not mic'd up, though, so we can only get you through our mics if we're close.
No mic for me.
Talk loud. Talk loud, Jeff.
No, it's up to us to get by you a lot so you can have comments.
There you go.
This is really exciting. I hope you run forever.
You know what sort of... I just thought about why this drink not this particular one I'm drinking right now, but in general, why this drink is odd to me. Daiquiri sounds tropical. Strawberry, mm-hmm. I don't think of as a tropical fruit. Strawberry, nah. You're going to some strawberry yeah. orchard here in California.
Yeah.
But a daiquiri should, you know, banana daiquiri, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Coconut, maybe.
Oh.
Pineapple? Yeah. A strawberry, you're in the heartland.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a potato daiquiri.
No, you'd have a potato mashed potato, sure. Baked potato might be nice with a daiquiri. Three mashed potatoes and three daiquiris for the three of us.
I mentioned that I was just in Idaho, did I not?
You did.
You did. Did you get any potato?
When in your life have you ever said that a potato was noticeably bad? Well, probably never. I was eating mashed potatoes at this restaurant in Idaho. They were local Idaho mashed potatoes. We all tasted them. We were like, these are bad. And we were like, is this mashed cauliflower? Like a health thing? And I was like, no, these are Idaho potatoes. Then a couple of nights later, we're at a steakhouse. We ordered a twice baked potato. Potato comes out remarkably bad. We all were like, this potato
is really?
Bad.
Will they ship
this
out
is
all the
potato
good ones?
Country?
Maybe they're maybe stuck with the bads.
They send out, they're so generous. They send out the good potatoes to the rest of the world and they keep the runts.
We'll eat the bad ones and our tourists will.
Now, Mike, you're a sort of a mashed potato wonderkind.
I just made you some beautiful mashed potatoes the other day.
Fantastic. Now, do you mix a russet with a golden or a fingerling or?
No, it's all the same. Whatever it is,
you pick one spud, you commit to it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone. I don't know if that's a thing. That would be interesting though.
Oh, I saw online people like to mix and match.
Really?
Yeah,
I have been going for the fingerlings lately, and
I was like,
you were consulted.
Jeff explained this whole concept, and you're like, do people do that? And then he said yes, and you went, you weren't impressed when it first came up, but then when it was confirmed,
he confirmed that this is actually
your
happening.
I saw your pupils dilate.
That's very exciting. The the dirty down under vegetables are very exciting to me.
I agree.
The big part of it, something made these potatoes, yikes, that made these mashed potatoes so good that I made sour cream. A lot of people forget about that. You put a lot of sour cream in there.
Also, if you haven't heard the show before, Mike likes to slice up a little Vlasic too. I'm talking pickles,
very
folks.
Good. Pretty good. And you know what I've been doing too lately? Putting a lot of garlic salt in it.
Mike, try a little celery salt.
Ooh, or onion salt. Onion powder?
I got them both.
Powder.
Onion salt.
I got both.
Mike, I'm if you could make right a potato-derived cocktail, that'd be good too. Maybe even just a garnish. A little fingerling perched atop the glass.
Right, right. Well, vodka made out of potatoes, and I have a potato gin.
Think of your savory drinks. Your Bloody Marys. Your bull shots. Mm-hmm. Imagine just maybe an ounce of mashed potato also in there as a thickening agent.
As a thickening agent.
Thickening agent.
Though. I hate when my
drinks
are thin.
Is that what people want?
Yeah.
I would say,
yeah. This is a nice thick drink what we got going on here.
But what about ditching the liquid and going more like, what about a bowl of mashed potatoes that's got 2 ounces of vodka in it, so you're eating.
Wow.
And you're getting drunk.
An infused?
Infused.
Interesting.
This is like Soviet Russia porridge.
It's the, you know, people put the vodka bottle in a watermelon, mm-hmm. eat that. Mm-hmm. They're eating their booze.
Let's do that, Mike, when you're in town. Let's do that vodka watermelon.
Oh, I would do that.
And hell, let's do that potato thing, too.
Yeah, why not?
I'm surprised we haven't done that vodka watermelon thing. So you take an entire, what is it? We would do a fifth, not a handle, right?
Depends on the size of the watermelon.
Big one. Big one. Oh. Big.
What about minuscule?
Bigger than you. Let's get a square watermelon.
How long does it take for that watermelon to go?
I think overnight, right? You leave it overnight or something? Put it in the tub, leave it overnight.
Now, why do you put it in the tub? You get in the tub just with you in your bath?
In case there's spillage. No, not a full tub. Just a receptacle. Just in case it spills.
All right. If we could get serious for a moment.
Thank you.
What would you change?
I double the rum.
Ooh.
I might even, for me, I've got some unripe, terrible strawberries. So I might do more simple syrup to try to make this taste good. I can't really blame the drink or the recipe, but I have to say I have some very bad produce I'm working with here.
Tim, I got strawberries at Albertsons also in like the clear little plastic thing, right?
Did you get the same thing? Yeah, they had a few different options because there's like the organic section. There was a big container, but I feel like I should have even just like inspected my strawberries more. Like I could tell that these ones, even from the outside, you look down at the little tip and it was white. And you want a red strawberry, red to the core.
You know, you know what I'm going to do in this next round? I'm going to add a little bit of Southern Comfort because I'm trying to figure out something to do with that shit.
I see it every day
on my cart and I say, what is your thing?
A little SoCo.
And it's maddening to you.
And so, yeah, it's my SoCo. And I'm going to add a little bit of OJ to give it a new flavor.
Yeah, because I feel like if we're talking about martinis can be anything, this has just opened my eyes. Wow, I forgot I have a blender and I can put fruit and booze in it and it comes out good.
You could do honeydew in this.
I'll tell you what I got because I saw it online. They said, hey, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Get a peach. Put a little peach in there also. Strawberries, half a peach.
Damn, that's a good combo. I like that. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that I'm really wondering, like, I might enjoy... Had I had strawberry syrup from a bottle, it might be better than this unripe strawberry. I tried to do the fresh, healthy thing, but maybe it would have just been better to have a bottle.
Mm, do you have any Hiram Walker with a cartoon strawberry on it?
Oh, I wish. You know what would be nice? Frozen bag of frozen strawberries, then you don't even need the cubes.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Ooh.
Hey, remember that when we were working on the Birthday Boys show on IFC, when we were writing, our writer's assistant Stu used to make us goop every day and he'd blend up all kinds of fruits and flaxseed and avocado and we were healthy as hell.
I think he put peanut butter or peanuts or something in there. It was
almond butter.
As a thickening agent. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's good. I think your head's got a thickening agent.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little break and when we come back, final thoughts.
Yes.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, we're back. How did you guys finish so quickly?
I just added liquid to mine and just kept it because I had more stuff blended.
Ah.
I
don't want stuff laid out.
Damn.
Plus, I focused, Jeff. I stayed focused.
I feel like we can get into like the fiasco of it. Let's just talk about it. It's a pain to get the blender out. It's a pain to cut fruit.
But it's fun to have the blender out, and it's fun. I think it would be fun if you knew a good daiquiri recipe as far as the rum, lime, sugar, and then you could always be experimenting with different fruits in your kitchen. That sounds fun to me. I just don't know that I've dialed it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though, about the fiasco, Jeff, is like the other option is just pouring like a quick whiskey on the rocks and I'm done.
Yeah, sure. You know what I mean? Well, like a lot of the drinks we've done here, you're gathering like a lot of ingredients. Occasionally we get a drink that like calls for a lot of ingredients or just like a lot of extra steps or messy steps. And this is kind of one of them.
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right. Sips.
Sippy.
Ooh.
My OJ made this flabby, of course. The SoCo, I put a ounce and a half of SoCo in there just to get the taste. It's nice. It's nice to have like an alcohol-y taste coming through. And not just, because before with the vodka, it was nothing. I feel like I'm doing something here.
I doubled my rum.
Doubled?
Yeah, because I wanted to come through. And then I therefore doubled my simple syrup to try to keep up with it. Still, my strawberries are bad. I don't know what brand. I don't think they were Driscoll, but they were some other large brand. I'm simply tasting unripe berry.
I did a little more rum, but only like 2 full ounces. I'm loving it. I've loved all these.
I don't think I needed to put orange juice in this.
The OJ and SoCo didn't lock it in.
I ought to. The way you talk to me sometimes, no, you treat me like I'm a fool. I think the SoCo was whatever, but I just wanted a more like a fruitier taste, and the orange juice went a different way. You know, pineapple juice would be good in this.
Oh, Mike, you know, I realize orange juice and SoCo, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, what is that?
Alabama
Slamma.
Oh, of course.
Not to mention a bunch of other weird stuff like
slow gin and amaretto. That was one of the weird ones. Yeah. Four weird tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not necessary.
Hmm.
Still, I'm still happy with this drink, though.
Me too. By the way, I put the peach in there.
Yeah,
that's great. You can put anything in there.
Just make sure your strawberries are good, please, people.
Not small, hard, bitter, white. Calpaca strawberries. Big, white, beautiful, plump, red Dutton strawberries.
These were solid white even from the outside. What you do, folks, go to the farmer's market, you know, squeeze the berries. Maybe you have a meat cute. Maybe you have a conversation
with your grower.
It's quite possible you'd be a big city magazine executive. You leave New York, you go to Vermont, you're at the farmer's market, and there's a hunky guy selling strawberries. And you, I'll squeeze these strawberries. Why don't you squeeze my nipples later on tonight?
Jesus Christ.
Lord. That seems a little forward. That's not a meat cute. That's not a meat cute.
Dirty, nasty meetup.
That's a nasty man meeting.
That's a meat nasty.
Meat nasty. That's a nasty. Sloppy Boys movie, meat nasty.
Well, let's wind into our final thoughts. What do you think?
I say order again.
Yeah.
I'm ordering this again. I probably won't make it again for myself, though.
Really?
I mean, I might if the occasion called for it, but like if someone came over and said, you know, I could really go for a daiquiri.
I'm not going to make this again. Really? I might.
Well, I was also complaining about like, oh, you got to do all this stuff. And you got me wanting to break out the blender. That's good.
Break out the blender.
I do some smoothies from time to time. So my blender isn't so far away.
Cool.
You know what's nice? So far away.
For cocktails, if you have a magic bullet blender, you blend up one drink right into the cup. You drink right out of the blender cup.
That's right.
Leo drinks out of the blender in
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Is Whiskey Sours?
Yeah, it's Whiskey Sours, but he's got them in like a giant pitcher. Why is he putting them in a blender?
He's probably doing ice in there too.
That's like so funny when he's laying in the pool listening to his lines.
I might watch that movie tonight. Might not. Hey, let me tell you about a movie watching flub that happened to me recently. I I wanted to watch the movie Lincoln. Remember Lincoln?
Yeah.
And I ended up buying it instead of renting it. It was only a dollar more, but I was looking at it and I couldn't tell which button was like lit up, like which one meant which. So I ended up buying it. So now I own Lincoln. I still haven't finished it.
You better watch it now, now.
That's what got me thinking about it, because one of you said that on the pod recently. I was like, yes, Lincoln. And it's a fantastic performance.
Do you remember that ad campaign? Are you thinking Lincoln? Yeah, I'm thinking Lincoln. Yeah. Let's go to the theater right now. It's like a Taco Bell commercial, or like the Jack in the Box like late night munchie menu. But it's like two guys are like, you thinking Lincoln?
Okay, we've heard from me. What about you guys? Do you like this drink? Do you
want? No, I sort of piggybacked and I said, yeah, it's an order again. And I would make a bunch of these. Is it bad to have a bunch of fruit in one night?
I don't think so.
sugar's sake or anything? Like, eat a whole thing of strawberries?
Sure. Are you still going to the gym, by the way?
Yeah, man. I can't tell.
Yeah. No, I can. I can.
It's wonderful. Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course. Tim, your thoughts? Submit them, please.
You know, it's an odd one for me because what have I done here? I would say order again in order to have a good one. These were bad. I shouldn't buy white strawberries. And my whole thing about though going into the farmer's market having a meat nasty.
That is funny. This is an interesting situation.
Where your tits up my ass. That's
all
a meat nasty.
Right.
What?
All
what?
Right. I just relax, buddy. I got to let's
what?
All just.
She sure does strawberry, and now her tits up his
I
ass.
I know she did. I know, but I don't need to hear about it every 10 seconds. So
every 10 seconds or once in an hour. Yeah.
Well, no, first you and now Jeff brings it up.
Oh, yeah.
This is an interesting drink because for Tim, because he's had this before, he likes it. But on this time, he didn't. So he would not order again for this one, but he would order again a good one. That's interesting.
I would go back to the diner of my youth and order one that was probably made from mix.
That's kind of how I felt about the Picklettini. I was like, I bet you there's a good drink in here somewhere, but I didn't crack it today.
I didn't love the Picklettini. The more I think about it, I think Fran brought one up today. And I...
Oh, sloppy boys. I love this frigid frozen drink. It really is the bee's freeze. Yes, the people of Frizzlevania, where I rule supreme as Ice President, are indebted to you. We've erected a great statue in your honor and grant you safe passage through our lands. Until our paths cross again, remember, with great power comes great responsibility. And may the fourth be with you.
Wow.
Holy smokes. Wow. So we can pass through the Frizzlevania
unscathed
lands,
Mike.
Easily. Wow.
I didn't know that that's something that we wanted to do.
That opens up some touring possibilities for us.
I had no idea a whole land was at stake.
Me too.
And
I
also,
really
May the 4th just passed, so we have to get that, you know, kind of a while until that's relevant, but that's okay.
Yeah, we learned more about the Freester here on her outgoing message than the initial message.
A lot to parse.
Wow. Yeah.
She's the queen of the land, or she's the president?
Ice president.
Oh, so she might be the, now is that vice president and there's a president above her?
Well, it seems like she rules the roost.
Yeah,
if it's even a woman,
but she was doing voices like using puns otherwise, like ice puns.
Freeze to meet you.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if she's an ice president or the bees.
I know, is that vice president? Okay. Well,
yeah. It's curious.
I'm glad we could help. Although I will say that's not an invitation for other weird freaks to send in their little weird requests.
I know. I think we got two of them, the trickster and the freester. We are done.
Yeah, let's stop. Let's stop it there.
Let's stop opening up the lines of communication of these freaks.
We can't just let them tap into the connection is the issue.
Well, I'm going to put up a firewall.
There you go.
Oh,
thank
you. I thought you had done that already. Okay, so you haven't done that yet.
Nope.
Gotcha.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. There you can unlock a wonderful array of beautiful content. I'm talking The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's the weekly bonus. And don't forget, Questions for Lennon, the monthly bonus.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good show.
That's going to be a good one.
Who we got coming up, Mike, do we know?
Oh, we got a really good guest for August, and you're sitting right next to him.
Yes, and he's got quite a shit-eating grin, doesn't he?
Nice get, Michael.
Musician, yeah, Tim Kalpakis.
I went through the right channels and got him to sign up.
Yeah, I talked to UTA and Artists First, my reps. Anyone who wants to book me, reach out to UTA and Artists First.
For your silly podcast.
Great episode, guys.
Oh, yes.
And great episode, those of you listening at home. Go ahead and tell a friend next time. More the merrier over here.
Rank and report. Let's see you online. We've got a website. Check out the t-shirts. That's all fun.
And hey, if you're in the New York area, why don't you come on out?
Come to the album listening party. Listen to the album.
August 3rd, Littlefield.
Get all into the Sloppy Boys this summer. It's a whole thing. It's a groovement. It's a movement.
Bye, folks.
Bye.